Welcome back to Tumor Tumor on the Wall, presented by Hope Love Cancer, as we continue our journey with your host, Eve.
Welcome back to Tumor Tumor on the Wall. In today's episode, we're alongside Rosemary as she gets ready for surgery. There's also a biopsy that's a silent concern, one she hasn't disclosed to her daughter. We understand this crossroads, don't we? The quiet anticipation, the heaviness of waiting for news that could change everything. It's a moment many of us have faced, filled with hope and a touch of fear. So let's come together as we accompany Rosemary on this journey through unfamiliar terrain, drawing comfort from our shared understanding. In the stories we share, we find strength, connection, and common threads that bind us. Join us as we hold space for Rosemary's next steps and perhaps see a reflection of our own paths in hers. It is November 30th, and Rosemary just had a meeting with the surgeon and secured a date for her operation, December 7th. Fast forward to the evening of December 6th. Prepared as ever, she set her alarm for the early hours of 3:40 a.m., but not one to leave things to chance. She lined up Renee for a cross-time zone call at the same time, a backup to her backup. Renee sent a text message reassuring Rosemary that everything would go well and that she loved her. As the morning began to whisper with the sounds of the first birds, Magda picked Rosemary up and they set off to the hospital together. Renee said that she would phone later in the day to get an update. Renee and Sean in the early morning hours are abruptly woken by the ringing of a cell phone. It is Sean's, not Renee's, that rang. An unexpected event considering the early hour. The fact that Toby was calling Sean instead of Renee was disconcerting. It was just before 7 a.m. in North America and nearing 3 p.m. in South Africa. As Sean just picked up the phone, the room was filled with tense expectations. After his phone conversation with Toby ended, Sean's expression held an unusual tenderness. He gently conveyed the news to Renee while she felt the impact of each fact: the unexpected discovery of cancer in Rosemary's gallbladder, the removal of the gallbladder and gallstones, and cancer that had silently made its way into her liver and peritoneum. Considering Rosemary's history of breast cancer, there's a possibility this could be related. Earlier, her family physician, reassured by her good health and routine tests, had not seen the need for further investigation, like a breast examination or mammogram. Now, with these developments, the biopsies from her liver and peritoneum are crucial to determine if this is a reoccurrence of her breast cancer. No medical terms were needed. The seriousness of the situation was as clear as the quiet morning itself. Sean looked away, probably just trying to process the news he had just delivered. And Renee could only see silent tears running down his cheeks. It was the first time in the 15 years Renee had known Sean that she had seen tears of such silent sorrow, a wordless testament to the seriousness of the situation. The rest of the day was a blur, but one thought stood firm in Renee's mind. She would fight this disease, knowing Sean had her back. Rosemary's dad had lived to 85, her mom nearly to 91. For Renee, it has always been a given that her mom would reach that milestone or even surpass it. Months after the event, Magda shared with Renee a moment from the past, Rosemary's visit to their home right after her meeting with the surgeon on November 30th. She was noticeably overwhelmed, her face reflecting a mix of shock and disbelief. It seemed the surgeon had prepared her for a potential cancer diagnosis. Bursting into the house, distraught, Rosemary's first words were, "I have cancer." Though it wasn't confirmed yet, her history of battling cancer twice made this her greatest fear, a reoccurrence. At that moment, she was likely grappling with the shock of the possibility, mentally preparing for the worst, yet clinging to hope for the best. Reflecting on this, I think about the unique and profound anxiety that comes with such a fear. It's something deeply personal, a kind of fear you can't fully grasp unless you've walked that path yourself. The wait for the biopsy results was underway. In the meantime, Renee on the other side of the world arranged her trip to South Africa. She booked her flight on the 10th, planning to leave on the 14th of December. By the 11th, they were still awaiting the biopsy results. Rosemarie was uneasy about Renee's quick decision to come, considering Renee's own obligations and the fact that they were still without a formal diagnosis. Maybe there was a sliver of hope that the results would reveal something benign or non-cancerous. Renee, on her part, was frustrated with the delay in getting the results, feeling an urgency to begin treatment as soon as possible. Toby and Magda, in the meantime, insisted that Rosemarie stay with them, at least until Renee was there. December 21st, Rosemarie and Renee faced a significant moment at the surgeon's office. The wound from Rosemarie's surgery was healing well, but the diagnosis brought a new challenge. It was metastatic breast cancer, specifically estrogen receptor positive. ER plus, or estrogen receptor positive, means that the cancer cells grow in response to the hormone estrogen. This meant chemotherapy was the next necessary step. The path forward was daunting. Chemotherapy, a treatment Rosemarie had always feared and resisted.
Your support means the world to us. Whether you're a patient, a survivor, a caregiver, or simply someone seeking knowledge, your presence here is making a difference.
In the midst of these heavy discussions, Renee realized she had forgotten a prescription at the office. Quickly, she turned back to retrieve it. Seizing the moment alone with the surgeon, Renee asked a personal question. If you were in my mom's situation, would you choose chemotherapy? The surgeon's response was unexpected. She said, "No, I wouldn't. I would focus on the quality of life instead." This candid revelation struck Renee deeply. She knew her mother was already hesitant about chemotherapy. Deciding not to share this conversation with Rosemarie immediately, Renee pondered over the surgeon's words, wondering how they would shape the decisions to come. Despite her long-standing fear of chemotherapy, Rosemarie found herself reconsidering. Renee was firmly in favor of chemotherapy, remembering a story about a famous singer who, facing metastatic cancer, regretted refusing it in his last days. Additionally, Renee's good friend had achieved remission from stage 4 colon cancer, and she knew someone who had been living with metastatic breast cancer for almost 8 years. These stories resonated deeply. Encouraged by these examples, and Sean, Toby, and Magda also being more in favor of trying the treatment, Rosemarie agreed to try chemotherapy at least once, hoping for a more positive outcome. As the calendar turned to the festive season, Rosemarie and Renee found themselves still staying with Magda and Toby. Christmas was a special time surrounded by family. Despite the circumstances, there was a warmth and closeness that surrounded them all, a reminder of the strength found in family bonds. The end of December brought not only the close of the year, but also Magda's birthday on the 31st. They decided to keep the celebrations low-key, respecting Rosemarie's need for rest. The day was filled with the simple joys of a barbecue, watching movies together, and welcoming 2016 in a peaceful, hopeful manner. As they watched the clock tick towards the new year, a shared silent wish for recovery was probably on everyone's wish list. Meanwhile, Sean, far from his family, was not alone. His friends invited him over, showing their support and making sure he felt surrounded by care during this time. The first session was set for January 6th, 2016, a date that marked not only a new year, but also a new chapter in Rosemarie's journey. They would travel to a neighboring city just 25 minutes away to meet their oncologist for the first time. Instructions were clear: arrive early for the necessary blood work. Yes, you heard that right. Their oncologist. This wasn't just any doctor. This was the specialist who would become a central figure in their lives, guiding them through the complexities of cancer treatment. Renee felt a deep sense of ownership in this decision. It was a choice they made together, a partnership in facing the unknown. As they approached this meeting, Renee felt a mix of nerves and strength. This was more than just a consultation. It was the first step in a shared journey with a medical professional who would come to know their fears, hopes, and challenges intimately. In Renee's mind, this was their oncologist, a testament to their united front against Rosemarie's illness, a symbol of their commitment to fight and hope together. as we transition into episode 3 of our podcast, where we will join Rosemarie and Renee on their first chemotherapy appointment, let's reflect on the lessons from their journeys so far. Their story highlights the complexities of facing a health crisis and the importance of the patient-caregiver relationship. Before we move to episode 3, let's highlight some important questions based on what Rosemarie and Renee have been through. What do we really feel and think when we hear life-changing news? Do the patient, the caregiver, and the doctor all see things the same way? How important is the caregiver's input in the treatment process? What are some effective ways to handle a serious health issue? When faced with uncertainty, how do patients and caregivers see the future? In reflecting on these questions, here's a piece of advice that might be useful. In challenging health situations, open communication and emotional support are vital. It's essential to ask difficult questions and seek clear, well-informed answers from medical professionals. Rely on the support of family and friends, and make sure to consider everyone's opinions. However, always remember that the final decision should rest with the patient, regardless of how hard it may be for the family. And for the caregivers, it's particularly important to take care of your own well-being to stay strong and effectively handle the challenges ahead. Join us for episode 3 of Tumor Tumor on the Wall, where we step into an important part of Rosemarie and Renee's lives. We're about to see how they handled Rosemarie's first chemotherapy session, a time filled with courage, hope, and love. How will Rosemarie face a treatment she's been afraid of? Will there be unexpected challenges during this time? And how will they deal with it? This episode isn't just about them, it's about a story many of us can connect with. Whether you've been through something similar or know someone who has, their experiences might touch your heart or offer a new way of seeing things. As we close this episode, let's remember the words of Helen Keller. Alone we can do so little. Together we can do so much.
Thank you for tuning in to Tumor Tumor on the Wall, presented by Hope Love Cancer. Don't miss out on future episodes. Make sure to hit that subscribe button. For additional resources, be sure to follow Hope Love Cancer on Facebook and Instagram, and visit hopelovecancer.com. Until next time, stay hopeful, informed, and connected.